The other big news today involves Canadians who are mourning. Vigils are being held across the country, indeed, as the nation mourns those who've been lost in the passenger jet crash near Tehran's international airport in the past day or so. On board were more than 60 Canadian citizens, but many more were residents of Canada or had ties to that country. Amidst the grief, anger is growing as Western nations say they have intelligence that the plane was brought down by an Iranian missile, not technical failures, as Ukraine initially declared and as Iran continues to insist. More on how the plane may have been targeted and what it means in a moment, but first, this report from Sarah Dingle.
In the freezing dark, more than 100 people gathered outside Parliament Hill in the Canadian capital of Ottawa. Mourners placed lit candles on the ground in the shape of a heart, and photos of loved ones killed when Flight 752 crashed in Iran on Wednesday. The organiser of the vigil was Kaveh Shakouri, a migrant settlement worker with the Iranian community.
Really, we still can't believe this, so it happened 2 days ago and the whole community is in shock right now.
Across the country, towns and cities are mourning their dead. Canada is host to one of the biggest concentrations of Iranians outside Iran, as an attractive destination for Iranians looking to study overseas. There are no direct flights from Iran to Canada, so flying from Tehran to Kiev, Ukraine, and then connecting to Toronto was a popular option for many students and professionals. It's been reported that on the ill-fated Flight 752, which crashed shortly after takeoff from Tehran on Wednesday, of 176 people on board, 138 were destined for Canada. Now, more than 20 Canadian universities and colleges are grieving those from their communities who were lost.
As you know, most of them were students here, so they were living in residence or with roommates. They have lots of belongings here. So we are trying to find out, to talk with the families to see how we can send the belongings back to Iran.
Those killed include whole families, professionals, academics, and a newlywed couple flying back from their wedding in Iran just 1 week after tying the knot. About a dozen children were on board, with the youngest victim aged just 1 year old. Trevor Jensen is an aviation consultant, former pilot, and former Qantas executive.
Innocent citizens flying out of Tehran, this is just not acceptable. If it's a deliberate, or even if it's an accident, it's just terrible. Absolutely terrible. And we need to have clarity for these people. They need to be able to put their relatives to rest.
Trevor Jensen says he doesn't believe malfunction or a bomb on board are likely explanations for the crash.
I don't believe that there's had a mechanical failure, and I would be surprised if there's a device on board. My personal opinion is I think it'll be either a deliberate act or an accident. Either way, we need to know the answer.
And when you say accident, do you mean strike by missile, which was an accident?
Yes, where you don't just launch a missile. So was there something that was happening at the time there where people have got maybe spooked on the ground, thought it was something else? Bear in mind, it's linked to the launch of an assault by the Iranians into Iraq. Were the people spooked at the time, and for reasons that only they will know, did they fire a missile, believing they might have had a target? And this is why we need a proper investigation, an open investigation.
What leads you to believe that this is a missile strike and not some sort of technical failure?
It's an opinion, and I believe it's, I base that on just some photographs that I've looked at. Some of that, it seems more like pitting from a shrapnel or something like that, and that's why I feel it might have been exterior to the aircraft rather than internal.
He's not alone. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has stated that the plane was shot down by an Iranian surface-to-air missile, which may have been unintentional. The US government also believes Iran shot down the plane by mistake. And this morning, Prime Minister Scott Morrison backed that up.
I can confirm, as I have on radio interviews this morning, that Australia has received similar intelligence to that which has been spoken to by both the Prime Minister of Canada and from out of the United States. This underscores the terrible nature of these events. All of that intelligence as presented to us today does not suggest an intentional act. And that is the basis of the information that has supported the comments I have made today.
Jeff Dell is an associate professor at Central Queensland University, specialising in accident forensics and investigation. He says it's still too early to be absolutely sure of the cause.
The reports of people seeing the engine on fire before it crashed. So obviously that'll be a focus of the investigation. Why was the engine on fire? Clearly one of those might be that it was struck by a missile. Although interestingly, there wasn't any eyewitnesses that saw a missile trail heading towards the aircraft. Which you would think if that was the case, there would be somebody who saw that.
He says a thorough investigation is of the utmost importance, but in the current climate, the chances of that could be slim.
If it turns out that it was an inadvertent shoot down with a missile, then it becomes more problematic. As you probably know, the investigation into MH17 is still to a degree ongoing. Lack of cooperation, becomes a security criminal kind of investigation rather than a safety investigation, and becomes much more problematic.
Further memorial services will be held across Canada this weekend.
Sarah Dingle with that report.